WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I'm your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill. We have a jam-packed show for you this week, but before I introduce our guests, let's start with a tip. If you've ever been given the price objection, I'd like you to consider that maybe it's something deeper. People don't want the cheapest product or service. They want a fair deal. So, if you're hearing price objections and you're fairly priced, the reality is you haven't established enough value or emotional connection. I'd start there. Look at how you're different, how you solve your customers' problems, and if it's time to focus more on the humanity of sales. If you want to grow your business by diving deeper into this, successful follow-up, and how to plan for better results in 2025, then you might want to join us this Tuesday at a half-day sales adventure program taking place in Charlotte. Get more info at bit.ly/salesadventure. That's bit.ly/salesadventure. Hope to see you there. And now it's time to introduce the show. Now I'm excited to bring Tammy Hardy back on as my co-host today. Tammy is a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. She is our partner on the show and is passionate about helping her clients build confidence and reach their financial and life goals. She knows the importance of education and holds numerous events throughout the year for her clients and the community. So she's the perfect person to bring on as a co-host for this show. Tammy, how are you today?
I am fabulous. Heather, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I was thinking you went from working with a large financial services organization to starting your own business. Now, we're going to be talking about small business today. And so I'd love your thoughts on what that was like, or, you know, anything that you went to as your go-to when you were starting your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as a, you know, as a, I approach it from two different ways. One, my clients, I work with a lot of business owners, so helping them review their own finances to establish a business and then working with them as they go through that. But also, like you said, starting my own. And there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. And what I have found in my experience is having the right group of people around you to help provide different resources is critical in a person's success. And that's why I love what SCORE is doing, because where I had to go and try and find people to help me, SCORE has all the resources and everything right there. So it's fantastic.
It is. It is. And yes, folks who are listening, you have come to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. And today we are talking about SCORE, and we're bringing on a couple of wonderful business owners from our community to talk about it. So SCORE, for those of you who don't know, is dedicated to educating entrepreneurs and encouraging the formation, growth, and success of small businesses in our community. They offer free counseling and no cost or maybe low cost education workshops and things like that. But I am not the SCORE expert here, but we happen to have somebody. But before Tammy introduces him, I just want to tell a brief story. So my introduction to SCORE was many, many years ago, and I am not giving up that number. But in the beginning, when I started my business, I actually worked with SCORE up in the Connecticut area to help provide some workshops for the small businesses that were up there. And it was such a pleasure. And the funny story about it is that one of the people that I met at a SCORE workshop ended up being one of my dearest friends and the co-author of my third book, Will Lewis. He's amazing. But Tammy, why don't you do some introductions for our guest today?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two phenomenal guests today. The first is Simon Phillips. He's a co-owner of the Cabinet Market and AHG Professional Painting, where he combines his passion for home services with a commitment to customer satisfaction. Simon is actively involved in his community. He serves as a children's leader and as a former deacon at First Baptist of Surfside. A member of the BNI in Surfside for over 15 years, he contributes to the education team, helping to foster business growth. Our second guest is Ron Ofer, who is the co-owner of My Journey Begins Travel. He's also the chapter chair of administration for SCORE Grand Strand and president of the BNI Surfside chapter. Welcome, gentlemen. It is such a pleasure to have the two of you here. And Ron, I think we'll start with you because I would love to hear more about SCORE and your role there.
Thank you, Tammy. My role has evolved. I joined SCORE about 8 years ago, and I was basically a follower of sorts and learning the ropes from some senior members. Many of our mentors are retired, but we're moving toward having mentors such as me who are still active in business in some capacity, whether it's full-time or part-time. Most of my work as a volunteer, other than mentoring the clients directly with their business needs, was revolved in the chapter level around outreach, marketing, that type of thing, building the base of volunteers, building the base of clients, and eventually the chapter chair, the main chapter chair role opened up, and I had observed others before me go into that role and saw how all-consuming it was. So I realized I could not do that myself. And basically, we have a three-headed monster. So I have John Abbato, who helps me with education. I have Ray Wells, who handles everything financial and fundraising. And then I pick up the rest. We kind of keep the office going, so to speak, keep the meetings going in between, and chart a course for what we're going to do as a chapter in our region.
I
You
love
and
that.
you mentioned mentoring that, so that's one of the things that I think is fabulous about SCORE. What else can you tell us about SCORE as far as some of the services that they provide to people who are opening their own business?
Mentoring is the core feature. That's when a client is paired up with either one or sometimes it's a co-mentor relationship, and we go over business issues, or for example, they may want to obtain funding, but they don't have a business plan, which is going to stop them in their tracks without a business plan. But then we also have educational workshops that are basically open to everybody in the business community. You don't necessarily need to register to be a client. You just have to get on our email list and become aware of them. And subsequent to COVID, most of them have migrated to being virtual, which is making lemonade out of lemons, because we really have substantial attendance, and not just from our own region. Our programs are so highly thought of that we have people really dialing in or being on Zoom from all over the country, really. We may even have had international people. John might know better about that. But that's one of our areas that we're very proud of. And we have internal speakers and occasionally external speakers that provide information on a variety of business topics. Some of these sessions are also recorded. So you can go on score.org website and on demand find a presentation and a topic that might be of interest or of a particularly significant need in your business.
Wonderful. You know, Ron, I want to make sure that when we come back from our commercial break, that we find a little bit more about some of these resources because Tammy and I were talking before we started the show about how much more SCORE is offering now than ever before. So we definitely want to learn a little bit more about that. But before we go to the commercial break, I'd like to also find out a little bit about Simon and your experience with SCORE.
Thank you, Heather, and thank you for that great introduction, Tammy. So, I've been in business for 20 years. We started AHG Professional Painting 20 years ago, and when We first started, I was meeting down at Inlet Square Mall with SCORE reps, and they were really instrumental in helping me get the painting business up off the ground and get a business plan in place. I moved away from SCORE after we kind of got our footing underneath of us. And it wasn't until about 6 months ago that we reached back out to SCORE. Is actually thanks to Ron. Ron can kind of help me with that connection. So we registered to become a client with SCORE, and we were connected with a coach. And we've been meeting for the past 6 months, and it's been great. There's a lot of great things, benefits about SCORE. The cost is obviously great. There's no cost for that those meetings. They are volunteers that come out and really help us to kind of dial in our processes and our systems. So, we're thrilled with SCORE, and I could go down the list and talk to you about some of the things that we've been doing over the past 6 months. But yeah, it's been a great relationship, and it's not just for new businesses. That's when you think about SCORE, you think about new businesses, but it can also help establish businesses as well.
I like that you brought that up, Simon, because I think sometimes we go through our businesses, we're in that year seven, that challenging year, or 14, and just the environment and the world changes, and our business needs some extra support, some extra help, and it's really nice to know that SCORE is there throughout that process. So I just have a quick question before we go to break, Simon. I have seen that you have been initiating some really interesting things over the last 6 months. Some new marketing ideas. Did some of that come from SCORE?
Yeah, I mean, SCORE, they really help us on a number of different, whether it be marketing, whether it be personnel. Yes, we've talked about some of our new marketing plans that we're rolling out and trying to get feedback. Our coach, his name's Rick. So Rick's always great. We can email Rick, and Rick's really timely about getting back to us and following up with us. Really pleased with Rick. And yeah, anything, whether it be people, processes, your products, we try to utilize Rick as much as we can.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Simon. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Tammy. Those of you who are listening, stay on. We've got a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and learn a little bit more about their businesses, about how some of what they're doing has been coming back to them full circle, just like we talk about right here on the Humanity of Sales.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. We are here talking to Simon Phillips, Ron Ofer, and our co-host today, Tammy Hardy. So Tammy, do you want to kick us off a little bit talking about your business or about some of those templates that you spied on the SCORE site?
I'd be happy to, because I think the resources that SCORE provides in that sense is hugely valuable. I believe Simon had mentioned, using SCORE even after you've established your business. So it's not just for a startup, but even, through the process, years down the road. And one thing that I think a lot of new business owners don't think about, and I encounter this with my own clients who are business owners, is business planning. Even myself, 2025 is right around the corner. What does my business plan look like for next year? And so I've gone out to the resources on SCORE and have seen some of those. I personally love the business planning template. So I'd love to hear from Simon and Ron about some of that. Where do those resources come from? How do people use them?
The resources are gathered. They really are contributions from chapters all around the country. So we have our own that we develop in-house in the Grand Strand chapter, but we do borrow or make available a wide variety of business topics and practical templates, as Tammy had pointed out as well. It's kind of a, there's a self-help element as well. If you want to just dive in and start creating something of your own, we can get you started. You don't necessarily need to watch an hour-long webinar to catch on, but that's available to you as well.
You know, I happened to notice when I was on there that you have the business model canvas on there, and that was developed by the CEO of Strategizer. I think that's a wonderful tool, and I've used it before. Is that one that you're familiar with?
We've used it. Yes, Canvas is very helpful and bring a little depth. I think the clients tend to come in with more of an outline, and that type of program helps them broaden the details. I think that's where it's most useful.
You know, Simon, I'd love to have you share with our listeners a little bit about your business and your goals and how that might help them understand some of what you've learned from SCORE, but also the progression. You know, anything you'd like to share about what you've been doing?
I think back to a class I attended for through SCORE. This is going back at least 10 years ago. So it'd been in business for a pretty good bit at that point. But we attended a class at the library in Myrtle Beach, and there's probably 15 of business owners in there and business leaders. And it was a great class, but what I remember is just kind of keeping in touch and seeing those people in the community. And it was a several week long class. So we met several times, but I got to meet a lot of business leaders from our community in that. So that was great. I mean, the class was really good. I can't tell you, it's been 10 years removed now, but so I can still tell you some of the people that were in there, and we still look back on that, fondly. So
It's those people, right? It's
that's right.
being conscious and choosing
Networking.
the people we spend time with. That's part of this whole process. And Tammy, I know you believe in that as well.
Oh my goodness, yes. The people are the most important part. And I think it's great that you can go and use a resource like SCORE for education, which is extremely important, but developing that camaraderie with other people. And I'm sure, like you said, you end up in relationships with those people for years. They become, an important part of your business as well. So, yeah, that's
Yeah.
fantastic.
I'd like to find out, Ron, what prompted you to launch your travel agency? And was that part of this at all? Was SCORE part of that?
I had already been with SCORE for about 3 years. And as an aside, Simon, thank you for coming back as an alumnus. And now you're really getting advice really at a higher level than a startup level. And I should give Rick Scott a plug because we have 30 outstanding mentors, but Rick is one of two who receive recognition for being outstanding in mentorship. So, Simon, you've been in great hands. In terms of the question, my wife and I are co-owners of this business. My Journey Begins Travel started it in 2019. So, I'd already been maybe able to glean some new tips from SCORE, absorb them somewhere along the way. I've been involved in entrepreneurship really all the way back to actually college. I started a mobile video DJ service when I was a sophomore in college called a Dance-A-Vision,
I
and
love that.
it helped pay the bills for a while until I went to law school and found a steadier career. But the point is, with that in my blood, I think it's made me an effective SCORE mentor. And then it was a natural outgrowth from a conversation that I had with my wife about her desire to take some experience she had in the travel realm and my experience more in managing a business and some of the marketing experience I have. And we've just kind of encouraged each other to grow it.
That's
So,
right.
Ron, if I might ask a question, because you opened a travel business right before COVID,
You caught that, didn't you, with the
Yes.
time?
So travel was highly impacted by that. Did SCORE have resources, or, were they able to offer help in terms of, just getting through that period, being in that business?
Yeah, that's a great prompt, Tammy, actually. I hadn't even thought about that. We became almost experts in things like the PPP and the EIDL program because SCORE is funded in part by the SBA. We have a linkage to the Small Business Administration. So we were getting very early information about how to go about navigating these new federal programs that practically every business owner needed desperately. And we had a huge upswing in the number of businesses who might not have otherwise had need for us coming to us. How do I do this? How do I do that? And we were learning on the fly as well. But I and my colleagues really became experts in navigating these forms and the availability of the funds and the deadlines involved. And to that degree, it helped sustain the travel agency somewhat because it was such a new business, it didn't really have a track record to get a whole lot of funding, but we were still replacing some lost revenue. The big thing was coming out of it really was and that was actually discussed at the BNI meeting earlier today about a couple of our businesses and how we coped and almost had to relaunch in our case really in early 2022. After spinning our wheels and almost, I have to tell you, it was just depressing to think about how to market travel and nobody was traveling. We just basically put the thing on a shelf for a while and we're just hoping for the kind of the green light, the just the sense that people were ready to travel again. And I will say one more thing on that is that I don't know if a lot of our clients ended up learning that out of crisis comes opportunity. And there's that humanity side of it where if you hang in there and you keep your team together, that there's an opportunity to claim market share, to refine your product, your service in such a way that it's better than it was before and it's more attractive to the client down the line. And you can actually grow even in a period as shocking to the economy as COVID. You can come out of it better for it.
Wonderful. I couldn't have asked for a better segue there, Ron. Thank you for that. So
Thanks.
we are actually coming to the close of our show already. Can you believe it? This flies by. I'd love for you to each think about, put on that humanity of sales helmet for a second and think, is there something that you would like to share about your business or about what you do to support your people, your customers, or your community, and how it comes back to you? Does anyone have anything that comes to mind?
I'll go first.
Sure. Thanks, Simon.
So, Tammy mentioned in my when she introduced me that I was a member of First Baptist Surfside. So I am very involved with my church. You talk about giving back to the community. It's through my church that I found out an opportunity up in Western North Carolina in Marion, North Carolina, which is 30 miles east of Asheville. And so I'll be leaving for Marion, North Carolina a week from Saturday. And we're going to a huge feeding, what it's a feeding center, but we feed all the volunteers is what we'll be doing. So the volunteers will come to our center and it's a church and we'll be feeding them breakfast. And they'll be taking lunch with them in a brown paper bag. And then they'll come back at the end of the day to eat with us for dinner. So it's an example of giving back to the community. My church and just networking allowed me for this opportunity to do this. And so I'm very much looking forward to giving back to the community and our people that were so devastated up in the mountains of North Carolina.
Simon, thank you so much for doing that. And it does, when we give of ourselves, it does come back. We have about 30 seconds. Either of you want to chomp at the bit here to offer your side?
Well, I'll just mention with SCORE, we don't obviously get directly compensated or do it to earn money. We do it to give back and benefit the community. But the visibility that comes with being involved with SCORE often does come back to a recognition or a credibility for those of us who are involved and have a career or for-profit business still that they're involved with. So to that degree, it's beneficial.
It always comes back. Tammy?
I mean, I just love pouring into the community, especially with women. And I do see that come back. I see stronger women just more in charge of their lives. And for me, that's just such a fantastic thing. And then they're usually asking me to help them along the journey. So yeah, it certainly does come back.
You do good things, you put out good into the world, and it's going to come back. Speaking of coming back, I hope you all come back and join us next Sunday on the Humanity of Sales Where Purpose Meets Profit show. Next week, I'll be interviewing Rob Clements. He is the owner of Carolina Bays Real Estate and Construction and also owns a business consultation firm. And he hosts the Leader Mentality podcast. Rob's got a lot of energy and strategy. You won't want to miss it. See you next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on WRNN Hot Talk 99.5.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.